Man, you know, it's always a great accomplishment. You know, it's always a great accomplishment. But you know, more importantly, you know, I think my main goal and how focus has always been, you know, how we produce as a team. You know, it doesn't take anything away from Pro Bowl or, you know, my own personal accolades, but at the same time, you know, I'll give my left arm, you know, to be playing in the postseason right now. So, you know, you have to take the good with the bad, and you know, the bad with the good.
And Trevor, Justin Tuck just said you're the defensive MVP of this team. That kind of respect and accolades from the fellow teammate. What does that mean?
Oh, it means everything, you know. And I can say, you know, vice versa for himself. You know, I think Justin Tuck has had an exceptional year, and you know, he battled a lot of injuries, sickness, and so forth. And you know, you would never know by his play on the field. And you know, it's a cumulative of everything. You know, the coaches put me in the right position to make plays. You know, allow me to play more of the free safety role this year. And, you know, just playing with my teammates, man. You know, having Will Hill alongside of me, having Mundy alongside of me. You know, those guys made my job exceptionally easy. Having Terrell Thomas, you know, the versatility that we have in the back end has definitely helped us out a lot. Yeah, you know, just, you know, I mean, I've always been very disciplined, but, you know, it's just wasn't used to things. You know, just wasn't, to me, nothing really related back to football at that point in time. You know, I just didn't understand a whole lot. Didn't see things, you know, through or clearly, you know, especially through my vision. But, you know, there's always a means to an end, you know, and you know, looking at it now, I understand what it is. You know, I understand, you know, what Coach Coughlin was trying to instill in this team, you know, as far as everyone doing the same thing the right way, you know, at a particular time. That time is always early, of course. And, you know, just being one, you know.
Was there a particular moment where kind of like a switch went on for you, or was it this year with the Kaepernick thing?
It was definitely the lockout season. You know, it gave me more time to grow up and to understand that, you know, you have to make adjustments. You know, that's in life, you know, not only with football. You have to make adjustments, and, you know, sometimes life is going to throw curveballs at you. You know, it's all about how you respond to it. And, you know, my first year, I really didn't respond to it too well. You know, I mean, I never really showed it on the field or even off the field, you know, just more so vocally than anything else. But it wasn't going to stop my play under any means. But, you know, just knowing how to embrace it and understand, you know, the other side of the tunnel, you know, as opposed to, you know, just the initial side.
Mitchell, you said that Justin called you the MVP. You said you could say the same about him. Do you think he's played at a Pro Bowl level? I mean, do you think he's worthy of being announced on the team?
Absolutely. You know, there's no doubt about it. I think Justin Tuck has definitely played one of his better seasons since I've been here. You know, just, you know, and it's more so, you know, from the practices and, you know, even the performances and understanding, you know, what an individual may go through, you know, within this locker room and go out there and just play on Sunday. You know, it's always more, you know, we always see more than what the outside can see. So, you know, we understand that, you know, I mean, you know, he's an exceptional guy inside and out. And I think our relationship, especially this year, have definitely grown and you know, to a totally different level. You know, we've always been close. You know, we've always been friends. We've known each other since high school. But this year, I think we saw eye to eye on pretty much everything. And when you get to that point, you know, with a teammate and a certain individual, I think that's what makes everything so that much special.
You talk about your relationship with him. He was talking before about how he's let it enter his mind that this could potentially be his last game as a Giant. Now, could you imagine this team without him?
No, man. I'm not imagining that. You know, I mean, I hopefully, you know, that, you know, I can ride with that guy, you know, a couple more years, man. You know, he's a phenomenal guy. He's a phenomenal talent, an outstanding teammate. And I don't want to think about that day because, you know, I mean, it'll definitely mess me up. So, you know, we still got one more game left to play. And, you know, whatever, you know, the ownership wants to do, you know, they're going to do. And, you know, as professionals, you know, we're going to accept it. We're going to take it. And you know, hopefully we can make another run at this thing next year, because that's the plan.